Welcome to Straight Talk Wealth, heard every Saturday at 10 a.m. with your experts on all aspects of wealth accumulation, preservation, and income planning guaranteed to last a lifetime. And now, from the American Legacy Solutions Studios in Ventura, California, the host of Straight Talk Wealth, Bruce Whitey, on Newstalk 1590 KVTA.
Better make sure nothing happens to my goals.
Why don't you borrow a hole in yourself and let the sap run out?
Good morning, Ventura. Wow, do I have a bizarro show for you today. I mean bizarro world. I mean, this is like one of the weirdest, whatever you thought makes economic engines, whatever you thought that the Fed should be doing at times of high prosperous times and low troublesome times, whatever you thought made a good economy, just flip it around. Just flip it totally around. None of it makes sense anymore. And we're going to hear some very good sort of stabilizing viewpoints about what it does all mean. And then we're going to hear another viewpoint that's completely the opposite way of what it means. And they're both very compelling, very cogent. And this is why you need to listen to Straight Talk Wealth Radio. This is a bizarro world. The economy is great. So the Federal Reserve feels that they need to juice it, that they need to heat it up. We're having low interest rates. It's so easy to get credit. And we're having deflation and no inflation. And the President of the United States got elected over the fact that he disagreed with the Fed holding interest rates down and interfering and creating bubbles. And he gets into office and he demands more interference. Everybody, Democrats and Republicans, coming into a new election, have completely forgotten that the country has enormous $22 trillion debt. And it just doesn't matter anymore. In federal debt today. That's where it's headed. And so we're going to today do something that you don't hear on most shows, which is we're going to give you both sides of this issue. We're going to give you someone who says doomsday's around the corner, that all this debt, all this inability to get money printing under control is going to take us down in the near future, and it's going to be a very different world. And then you're going to hear a guy who says, it'll be fine. It'll be great. This is what happens. And America can't be taken down. It's too great of an economy. So this really matters to boomers, particularly. Us baby boomers are no longer babies. We're no longer teenage hippies. We're no longer yuppies. We're barely working people anymore. We are geezer boomers. That's what we should be called, geezer boomers. And here's what's really, really tough about what happened in the last, in the middle of the summer of 2019. These falling interest rates are completely turning retirement planning and what seniors have to do. It's turned it on its head. And what I mean by that is we are now, by losing interest rates, by losing the ability to save money and simply get an interest rate or rate of return or to be able to get yield or invest in the debt markets, which is traditionally where retirement planning has been based upon. In other words, when you get older, you can't afford a market setback anymore. You can't afford to be at risk. So if you're at risk and you're on a fixed income or fixed conditions and you're no longer working, or you lose 40% of your portfolio in the next crash, you better think real hard about how your life's going to change if it happens during your retirement. And in the past, we had a world where the Fed could lower interest rates to try to stoke it back up. But they're getting so low, that bullet belt is blown. It's gone. And the Fed could buy more. The Fed experiment that happened in 2008 that bailed us out was quantitative easing. It was buying up all the debt. Just buy up all the lousy mortgage securities, buy it all up, print money, and let the government go on with its immoral spending, because we can just print money. Big experiment. And guess what? How many times can we do it? How many times does abracadabra pull the rabbit out of the hat? Now, most people tell this story because they've got their own angle. I am greatly concerned about how this affects seniors, because it is forcing seniors into risk. It is forcing the only way to grow money. The only way is to be all in on the stock market, be all in on risk, because there's just nowhere else to turn. And I've had people that have made, it's risky, you know, some wrong decisions, REITs they couldn't get out of, you know, it just depends where they are and how they're doing it. But I'm not trying to bash the stock market. Stock market's been great, but we don't know how long it's going to be great. And it's not what happened yesterday in the markets that matters to you. It's what's happening tomorrow that you want to know about. So today, what I'm going to do, and I've promised to do this routinely on Straight Talk Wealth, is I'm going to really seek out people on both sides of the issue. And this is the first real show. Now, I didn't get an exclusive interview with David Stockman. David Stockman is Ronald Reagan's former manager of the Office of Budget and Management, former director of it. Very outspoken today and very much a fiscal conservative. And not a big fan of the Federal Reserve printing money and getting us out of every little hole. And we're going to hear that case. And he sets a pretty scary case for where this all lines up. But stay tuned. Stay tuned, folks. Because on the other side of it, you're going to hear from a local economist that's got my attention. His name is Logan Motishami. And he is a smart guy. And he's a technical analyst. Less starting with the fundamentals, but just starting with the numbers and the technical analysis to say, you need to know where these things are coming from and what the Fed's trying to do. We asked him, and he's making a case for what the Fed's trying to do. And he's making a case for the fact that his predictions show that we will go up by 2060 to $70 trillion of debt, and it will be manageable, and it is manageable today. Interest rates will not go up and crush us. It's okay to have them low forever, and that America is still the greatest economy in the world, and the idea of a big disastrous recession, throw it away. We'll have some ups and downs, but the Feds, they figured it out. They figured it out. And demographics and Fed interference is going to be just fine. So you can hear both sides of the story. Now, what does this mean to you? I have a special giveaway, a very good educational package to help you understand all of these issues beyond what we can discuss in the show. Now, this is for new people that have not called before. And I'll tell you why we're doing this just for new people. And I love the guys that have called. I love the people that stay in touch with us and our fans. And there's something in this for you too. So what we're doing, and we're moving into a phase here as we cover these stories, that we're trying to really get them up in full on the website. And we're trying to, we're not there yet. And that's the problem. I've got all this material to get up, turn into blogs, and our people, my assistants, are working on it. We've got videos to do. So we're going to be doing so much more than just what's on the show. And right now it's not up and running. So what I want to do is I want to create an opportunity for you to become part of our list, part of our emails, which don't go out 5 times a week. They go out 1 time a week if we're lucky, and other mailings. And I want you to be informed of events, other things that we have up on the web that will extrapolate on these stories that we're doing and give you all of it. For example, if I'm doing a story off of David Stockman, which we're doing today, I want you to be able to see the original video. We'll have that up on a blog on the air. If I've talked to Logan Motoshami, I want you to be able to get the full interview and just go on the website and find it all. So we're cataloging this. We're telling the stories through our blog. But I'm behind. So the reason I'm doing the giveaway today for new people is we want to actually get your name on our list. And as we start to get these things up on the website, we can keep you informed. And that's ultimately what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to lead into being able to keep you informed and let you know as we post more and more of these details that you can access them. And the folks that have responded before, you will be getting the emails. You'll be informed. You'll be the first people to know. We're going to have some great events in the area. We'll be doing other things. Logan, for example, will be on some live stream events that we'll have where you can tune in and you can ask him. You can go on Facebook or YouTube, watch he and I talk, and you can ask your own questions and interact with him. And other people we're going to have, we'll probably have Harry Dent on at some point. I'm working with them on the a conference that is going to be coming up in October called the Irrational Economics Summit. I will either go to Washington, D.C. and do some interviews with people that are appearing at the summit this summer. At the end of summer, it's actually in October, or we'll use the live stream that comes off of it to feature some of the speakers and information. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. for it. I've gone to most of these over the years. So anyway, all of this will be postable on our website. And the reason I want you to have the kit today is, if you're new, is we want to get you onto our list so that you can be informed as these stories are posted up, as we learn more. And you're going to be very, very, you know, happy with the way I present this today, because I would like to tell you one side of the story benefits me. Obviously, we have a great financial service business. We are very concerned about the problems of seniors, baby boomers, trying to have income and trying to have safety. And right now, those two goals are very much in conflict. You've either got to be in the market to generate any kind of growth on a portfolio, or you've got to settle for very, very low interest rates, practically nothing, to stay safe. And that's what today's show is all about. But I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to give you a little education kit that will go with the topic today. I'll talk more about it in a minute. But the number to get, if you have not called the show previously, if you're a new listener, call the show. We have a great gift for you today. The number is 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. If you have listened before and we have your email address, at some point I'll actually make this, we'll get an email out. We'll make the same package available to you if you don't call today because you're not new. As long as we have your email address, we'll get this package put together and make it available for you as long as we have your email address. So old listeners, don't think we don't want to spread the love, we do. But what the kit is involved is today, you're going to get at least three major pieces that we've produced in the past that help tell the story. You're going to get a very special report that I produced some years ago called Inflation or Deflation? America's Monetary System in Crisis and How to Plan for It. This really goes into what is the difference between inflation and deflation, because you're going to hear about that being discussed by these economists today. Who are the winners and losers in each? What are the pressures that will produce each? Really key. Now, this is a 45-page report that is illustrated so a high school sophomore could understand the contents of it. You'll get that when you call 844-789-7234. 844-789-7234. You'll also get a CD copy of my exclusive interview I did a few years ago with David M. Walker. He was the former, basically the trustee of Social Security and Medicare funds, the CPA that ran those funds. And he says in the interview with me, he says a couple great things. One of them is they're called trust funds, Bruce, but you can't trust them and they're not funded. And he also tells you what his own portfolio is made up of for retirement, because he's very concerned there's going to be some rough seas ahead. So he disclosed his own portfolio, which is pretty cool. And you also get a copy of an interview I did a few years ago with Harry S. Dent called The Great Gold Bust Ahead, where he explains that gold is not a salvation. Gold will not persevere through the times that are coming. And it is a panic asset, but it doesn't have much more value than that. Very controversial. All these things I'm giving you are geared to make you think, geared to think through the noise that you're hearing. So we're going to get into that today and help you think through the noise and maybe confuse you a little bit more. But, you know, we all need to do some thinking. We can't just take the surface story that we're fed. Most of these stories have an agenda with them. They have something that's being sold, some story that's being pressed. So today, I want to give you both sides. Again, the number for the information kit, if you've never called us before, is 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Really, really good stuff, very digestible. We'll tell you a lot more of the story today. I want to start with David Stockman. David Stockman was the director of the Office of Management and Budget. I have met him a few times. I have a picture somewhere, me and him together, when he had a book signing and we were talking. David Stockman is a fiscal conservative. He is not a fan of the Federal Reserve, and he's going to talk to you today about where all of this lands us in some deep doo-doo with what the Fed is trying to do. Because, again, the story here is that, you know, we have a hot economy. You know, this is the time when the Fed should be raising interest rates back to the normal level. The Fed lowers interest rates so that there's more credit available, it's easier and cheaper, and that heats up the economy. So when it's really hot, why would they be doing this? Because to do this, they have to create money, which creates debt. And this is just the endless credit card, is the story of the United States economy, is it runs on credit cards. So let's listen to what David Stockman has to say about it. And after you really, really get this story and really understand what he's saying, you're going to hear something that's 180 degrees diametrically opposed. Won't that be interesting? This is David Stockman in June on Bloomberg Video.
You're watching Balance of Power. I'm David Westin. When David Stockman was budget director back in 1985, the national debt was approaching $2 trillion, which caused some alarm. Today, it's approaching $22 trillion, which means we are, once again, pressing up against the congressionally imposed limit on government borrowing. Welcome now, David Stockman, President Reagan's budget director, over $16 trillion. No, that's not over $16 trillion, but I'd like it if you did have that much money. He's the author of Peak Trump, The Undrainable Swamp, and The Fantasy of MAGA. And he's also former investment banker and corporate executive. He's coming back to Bloomberg for today's conversation, Chief. So welcome, David. Good to have you.
Well, it's obvious the swamp has not been drained, because when we took office in January 1981, the debt was actually under $1 trillion. And the first thing, to his great regret, that Ronald Reagan had to do was ask Congress for an increase in the debt ceiling above $1 trillion. He unfortunately was never able to slow down the growth of the debt because the tax cut got too big, defense got out of control. But that's where it all started. Remember, in 1980, that $1 trillion was 30% of GDP. It had taken a long time to get to that $1 trillion mark. In fact, 38 presidents before him. Here we are today, $22 trillion, and it's actually objectively, this is the important thing, built in $40 trillion. By the end of this 10-year cycle, unless we do something to change fundamental policy, tax and spending and defense and entitlements, we'll be at $40 trillion, 140% of GDP. You can't really live with that when the baby boom's retiring and they're all going on Social Security.
Well, which raises the question, does it really matter? I mean, we were in a panic, we went to $2 trillion, now we're at $22 trillion. The country didn't fall apart. We now have people with modern monetary theory saying it doesn't matter. And by the way, they're from the left and the right saying, you know what, as long as we're the globe's currency, we can borrow as much as we want.
That's ridiculous. That's utterly ridiculous, because if that were true, why bother with $22 trillion of debt? Let's have $50 trillion, $100 trillion. Let's dump money out of the sky from helicopters and tell tell everybody to have a party. Who needs to work? Just have the government or the Fed print the money. That's crazy as hell. And we've reached the point where we are today on the debt because the Fed has accommodated the Congress over and over with these easy policies that have made it possible to finance the debt at artificially low interest rates. But, you know, we have we had $4.5 trillion balance sheet at the Fed, $22 trillion worldwide. It's the central banks that have enabled the politicians to pretend that there's free lunches, that fiscal doesn't matter, and that the debt can keep growing. Well, you know, it's not sustainable.
Hey, this is Bruce Whitey. You're listening to Straight Talk Wealth Radio. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Today's show is actually called Everything You Know Is Wrong. You heard the theme about it earlier from Weird Al. Everything You Know Is Wrong. So let's just continue down this path. This is, you're listening to David Stockman. He's the former manager of the Office and Budget for Ronald Reagan. He was the guy when Reagan said, we're going to cut and slash taxes ridiculously and cut spending. And everybody said, how in the world are you going to do that? He said, this guy, David Stockman's going to figure it out for me. And Stockman did, if you know the story. And he cut taxes too much and found out that the debt was ballooning too quickly, that we were still spending. We couldn't stop the spending, too much on defense and all these things Reagan wanted to do and not enough taxes. And he told Ronald Reagan, we got to raise taxes, Mr. Reagan, and a watershed moment. So here he goes into a clip where he talks about how what are we spending the money on? Why is it makes the stock market look better than it is, because with cheap money, corporations buy back their stock, that raises the price, the earnings per share, and creates an illusion in the stock market that maybe might be the next bubble. Let's see.
Are there two elements here? One is overall, how much are we borrowing? How far are we going in debt? The other is, what are we borrowing for?
Right.
And they're separate issues. If we were investing all of this money in profitable things, if you were a corporation and the capital investment return benefits, then it wouldn't be so bad to borrow some money.
Well, first of all, the government's borrowing money rarely uses it productively, okay? A lot of it goes to defense. We're spending way too much money on defense, and it doesn't do any good economically anyway. The rest is going to entitlements, which keep people, in debt. But it doesn't help the economy grow over time. If we look at the private side, there's been an explosion of debt. Business debt was $10 trillion at the time of the crisis. It's $15 trillion now. What did they do with it? Most of it went into stock buybacks, M&A deals, leverage recaps, and so forth. That has not planted a productive capacity for the future. So both privately and publicly, we're borrowing like there's no tomorrow to have a party today on Wall Street, a party in Washington. But where are we going to be a year, 2 years, 5 years from now when this debt is even greater and the baby boom is retiring at a rate of 10,000 a day? We're going to have 80 million people retired within a decade.
What's the story here? The story that he's telling is that there is a falsehood to the economy. Now, I'm not going to get political. This isn't Republican, Democrat. This isn't Trumponomics or not. It is Fedonomics he's talking about. And he's talking about the fact that from his point of view, and by the way, we're going to interview somebody who's totally of a different point of view, so you get both sides. But from his point of view, this will come to a bubble burst when the baby boomers are fully in retirement. And that is an issue you've got to pay attention to. Now, we've got some great materials that will help you get your arms around this as an individual retiree coming into the next couple decades. When you call 844-789-7234, you must be a new listener. And the reason for that is we're going to capture your email address or your mailing address. And when we have more postings of this, because we're going to build this information out, then everyone will get access. So guys who called in before, we love you. We will get you emails as we post this all up on the website, but we want as many people as possible to have access to this information as we start to build our blogs and build our websites. It won't be tomorrow. It'll be in the coming weeks, but I've got an information kit for new people so you can get on board and start to see as we post more of this up and watch the stories develop on our website. The number is 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. That's 844 844- 844-789-7234. You will get a CD copy of my interview one-on-one exclusive with the Comptroller USA, the former trustee of Social Security and Medicare, David M. Walker. In that interview, he tells you they are trust funds, Social Security and Medicare, but you can't trust them. They're not funded. He should know. And he also tells you what his personal portfolio is made up of on his concerns about the future. You'll get my report called Inflation or Deflation, America's Monetary System in Crisis and How to Plan for It. This is a 45-page illustrated report. And in this report, I actually give you a solution for both inflation or deflation and how to prepare for it in a single portfolio. And you'll also get a CD copy of my interview with economist Harry S. Dent called The Great Gold Bust Ahead and why he explains gold is not a refuge in the coming times. You get all of that when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. This next clip with David Stockman is about the Fed made us think that we don't have to worry about this anymore.
So at its base, is this really an accounting problem or even a political problem, or is it really a problem for the voters? I mean, you represented your district back in Western Virginia. You were in the House of Representatives.
Michigan.
So if the voters wanted this fixed, they would elect people who would fix it.
Well, back then, there was an honest financial market, and the voters said, we sure as hell, in 1980, when I ran for re-election the third time, don't like the 16% interest rates, all right? Mortgages were impossible to get. Small business was being crushed. People said change policy. That's what elected Reagan. But we've had a Fed that since then destroyed the price setting mechanism of the financial markets. They've allowed everybody to live a lie that you could have $22 trillion of debt and you only have to pay 180 basis points or something of interest because the Fed and the other central banks have suppressed interest rates. So that's why the public isn't responding, because the politicians and the public have been given, totally erroneous, false price signals about borrow and spend, and, you don't have to worry about it.
Hey, by the way, I want to let you know that particularly if you are a reoccurring listener or you're new, I want to hear from you, and I'd love to. We will generate discussions on this. If you want to reach me directly, you can always email me, bruce@straighttalkwealth.com, bruce@straighttalkwealth.com. That's also our website. It's being built. It is behind schedule. That's why we're collecting names. That's why we're doing things to encourage people to at least log in, let us know who you are and that you're listening to the show. We'll give you some goodies for doing that. We are behind schedule on getting emails and building things on the site. But you can always email me directly and carry on a conversation if you want to talk about these. I can maybe look at other materials we might have that'd be of use to you. So feel free to email me at bruce@straighttalkwealth.com. Or go to our website, straighttalkwealth.com. Okay, let's get in this next clip. I want to get through the David Stockman story so we can talk about the other side of the coin and learn more about Logan Motoshami, who I have this great picture. It's so funny because they're so diametrically opposed, but I have him standing with David Stockman. I think they're shaking hands or something. He has it on his site, or he put it on Facebook a while ago. Anyway, this next clip with David Stockman, he goes into... Well, the interviewer asked him, what if the Fed didn't do this? What if the Fed just let interest rates rise? What would happen then? So this is the final clip on David Stockman. And this is the viewpoint that all of this money printing will have to come to an end. It is not sustainable. We've covered this before on the show. And it is a definite risk that young people don't have to worry about this. They got 30 years, ups and downs, 20 years in the market. They don't need to worry about it. The people that need to be concerned are the people that stop working, are living off their assets, can't get any interest rates, and then they are living off of assets that are pegged to what the Fed does. It's not even pegged to the darn economy anymore. It's just pegged to what the Fed moves is what seems to be moving these markets anymore. Very risky place to be. We talk about this every week on Straight Talk Wealth Radio, is that dilemma, that situation. We have solutions for it. If you have not been to any of our events, we will be posting some more events. Come on in. They're free. We don't sell anything. It's just we have the Financial Learning Lounge here in Ventura, and we go much more into detail about it. The only way I can know that you're interested is when you call in, you get on our list, you email me, you talk to us, or you at least become part of the community by getting some materials and getting on our email list. And then we can talk more and more about these. And we will be building these conversations, building events more and more. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be very interesting, and it's going to save a lot of people's bacon who aren't otherwise prepared. We're going to help them get there. Next clip, we've got the last one on Stockman. What if interest rates did rise? What would happen?
Well, take us through that exactly, because we're just on the cusp of earnings. I mean, this week we really get into it in earnest. There's a lot of earnings. If, in fact, the interest rates were higher, if the Fed did what you wanted to do, how would that benefit the C-suite? How would that benefit Main Street?
Hey, I want to clear up a word real quick. He talks about C-suite. C-suites. David Stockman's going to go back to C-suites. On Investopedia, the definition C-suite or C-level, that's the letter C, is widely used vernacular describing a cluster of a corporation's most important senior executives. A corporation's most important senior executives are called the C-suite. C-suite gets its name from the titles of top senior staffers, which tend to start with the letter C for chief, as in chief executive officer, CEO, chief financial officer, CFO, chief operating officer, COO, chief information officer, CIO. So C-suite is basically saying corporate America, the top guys in the corporation that run it, that's the C-suite of executives.
If interest rates were higher, at least there would be an honest price in the financial markets for borrowing versus not borrowing. If you had honest interest rates, I don't think the C-suites would be borrowing trillions of dollars to buy back their own stock. It's an irrational decision. Mm-hmm. They're loading up their balance sheets with debt that they're going to carry for the indefinite future in order to buy some shares back today and goose their earnings by the quarter. That isn't productive investment. So we're living a lie. That's all I can tell you. Households are borrowing too much. You know, we had a warning in 2008. You got too much debt. Households today have 15.6 trillion of debt, a trillion more than they had back then. Business has 50% more debt today than they had back then. And we don't even have to talk about the government. So this is the point. Interest rates need to reflect economic reality. And as long as they're being deeply suppressed by the Fed, you're essentially stimulating Wall Street. You're creating the greatest bubble in history. When it collapses, which it will, like 2000, like 2007, 2008, we're going to have another crisis.
Okay. Thank you so much, David. It's really good to have you. It always is. That's former Reagan budget director David Stockman.
It sure is. I've met him before. He's a great speaker, makes a great case. You're listening to Straight Talk Wealth Radio. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on News Talk 1590 KVTA. We are covering this issue that I am greatly concerned about, and I know so are you if you're approaching retirement, which is, are we going to blow? Is this too good? Is this too many years of sustained growth not to find out that something underneath it stinks to high heck, that something under house has died while we've been partying it up? We don't know, but you can learn more on your own. I've got some great materials to give you. If you have not called into our show before, I want to give you a phone number. It's 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. Now, I've produced these in earlier years, but we do still have some stuff around the office. I ordered recently. We did get a lot of calls from my report on inflation or deflation, America's monetary system in crisis, and how to plan for it. It's a 45-page illustrated report, so a high school senior can understand it. It helps you understand the difference between what causes inflation and deflation, who are the winners and losers in it, and what's the likelihood of it. And I give you in this report an actual solution to prepare for, to hedge on those risks, those opposite risks, both in a single portfolio. How do you do that? You can have that by calling 844-789-7234. If you have not called the show before, 844-789-7234. You also get a CD copy of my exclusive interview with the former Comptroller USA, the Honorable David M. Walker, called The State of the Union's Finances. And in this, he tells you that he used to run Social Security and Medicare. They are trust funds. They can't be trusted. and they're not funded. And he gives you an example of his own. He discloses his own personal retirement portfolio in this interview. You can have that by calling 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. I'll also send you a CD copy of my interview with economist Harry S. Dent on the great gold bust ahead and why he makes a very, very good case that gold will not be a refuge in the coming changes. All right. 844-789-7234 if you're a new listener. 844-789-7234. We're doing this because we're going to be putting a lot more stuff up on the website, a lot more information available for you. And we are, in fact, collecting identities so that we can let as many people know as possible. We're not very organized on it yet, but we're going to get there. And in the meantime, this is the easiest way to stay in touch with us. Call, get some good free stuff. We will take your contact information and make sure you're getting the emails when they go out, when we add these complete stories on our blog posts on the website. And we'll send you a postcard about events and things like that. If you don't have email, then that's a good way to find out is come into the events. Let's talk about Logan Modishami. He's down in Irvine. He actually works in the housing industry and the mortgage industry, but he has really made a name for himself. He is on Facebook. He does a live stream almost every morning about, he's a big Fed watcher. So I'm going to let him introduce himself on it, and we're going to start to tell his story. It is not the same story you just heard. It is a very counter story to it, but I think we need to be cognizant of all aspects of this story. So let's get going with Logan. My exclusive interview actually this morning with Logan. Oh, and I have to apologize. Bad recording quality. I fixed it as good as we can. I had a little app on a phone that was supposed to make a great recording. I was a little disappointed, but nonetheless, I think you'll be able to get something out of this and understand pretty much what we're saying, I think. Turn up your hearing aid if you're there.
So what I want to ask you about is, it seems like we have steady on economic growth, steady on indicators. Payrolls rose by 164,000 in July. Okay, that was a little short, but the job market is still expanding. Jobless rate held steady at 3.7, which is a 50-year low. So this looks great. We seem to be in great times. Why would the Fed be concerned about trying to juice the economy further at this stage by lowering interest rates even further?
Well, there's two kind of main points for the Federal Reserve right now in terms of why they cut rates. Number one, the economy has pretty much looked the same for 10 years. The notion that this was the greatest economy ever or the fastest growing economy ever was more political, economic, ideological theory, just, kind of huffing and puffing for votes. But in regards to the Fed, years ago I write an article every year on saying why the Fed needs more inflation for more rate hikes. And what's happened in 2015, 16 is happening again this year in 2018 and 19. The dollar is getting too strong. World growth slows down, which means that we're getting negative yields around the world. I mean, we have $14 trillion of negative yields. So for the world economy to get in a little bit more motion, the Fed probably needs to cut rates to try to, bring the dollar down, which is, it's not in their mandate to do that. But, they might have, depending on who you want to talk to, they might have raised like a little bit too much toward the end of last year. I've kind of had my own economic model for what the federal funds neutral rate should be, and it's actually just a little bit lower than what it is right now. So I see it as nothing wrong with it, but it is confusing when you hear this is the greatest economy ever in history, why you wouldn't cut rates when unemployment rates are below 4% and the stock market is all-time high. But I think this is more of a world growth aspect. We have to look at the world economy as this. We are consuming more goods and services as a planet in the last 30 years than in the previous 300 years combined. So if the dollar gets too strong, it does impact world growth, and that becomes deflationary.
Okay, so I guess the Fed is just trying to deal with the global economy because he must be responsible. He's like, he's kind of God and he's responsible for all of it. I asked him about this again, but hey, you're listening to Straight Talk Wealth Radio every Saturday morning here at News Talk 1590 KVTA. I'm your host, Bruce Whitey. I'm interviewing Logan Modashami here. He's a local economist out of Irvine. I have a lot of respect for him. He is not a bear on the economy. He's very much a bull on the economy, and he's explaining why. And I asked him here in this next segment, is the Fed now responsible for the global economy? And so is he making moves to make the whole world happy? How far does this go?
It's part of the pressure and part of the incentive for the Fed that they're just responding to what all the other players in the world are trying to us, and not to be left out in the cold. Is this a key motivation?
Well, the U.S. economy, about 10 to 13% roughly, is manufacturing and trade. It's not that important to us. In fact, our trade deficits get better when we're in a recession. So we're a consumption-based economy. This isn't the same case for Europe and Japan, where it's much bigger for them. So those countries would need to devalue their currencies. Now, other countries are just simply very poor, so our currency is always going to be much stronger than theirs. So that shouldn't even be part of the topic. But politically, you know, you're trying to get more exports, and it's simply just not going to happen as long as the dollar is too strong. It's going to be very difficult because we're not a poor country. Vietnam, the Philippines, Mexico, compared to us, you know, there's no way their currencies are even going to, you know, get
sure.
stronger versus us. So the problem is sometimes when the dollar gets too strong, and I can give you a great example, in the biggest percentage move in the dollar typically comes before the first Fed rate hike. That happened in 2015. When that happened, oil prices crashed, manufacturing in America went into a recession, world growth slowed down. It happened.
And Logan, let me back that up for a minute for our listeners for just a minute. So what that does is when we raise our interest rates, we strengthen our dollar, and then our stuff gets too expensive, and so it slows down. Is that the progression there?
Well, other currencies, they would need to really weaken their currency to make it more beneficial for theirs. So when our dollar gets stronger, typically oil prices come down, and you know, world orders, those things get impacted. So it's a nice equilibrium between the world economies. But the problem is that our economy is doing a lot better than anyone else's. That's the
yeah.
truth. Is that the world really can't handle a too strong of dollars. So this is more of a global issue than us. Our economy is fine. It's moving along okay. There's nothing really wrong about it. But the presumption was that the tax cuts would be the greatest thing ever. Marginally, federal tax rates were very low to start off with, so it's not that much of a boost. For corporations, it was. It freed up money for them, definitely, for sure. But there's nothing that the tax cuts would have done to deviate from labor force growth, demographics, and productivity growth. So hopefully in a year or two, we get better productivity numbers, and they're actually starting to pick up recently. But if we can get better productivity numbers, it'll be good for the U.S. economy. But again, we're just too strong for the world, and that's the problem. It's difficult for the Fed. The Fed's mandate is not to deal with that or to devalue the dollar, or to do anything to really boost trade, per se. Their job is to facilitate prices and keep the job expansion going. And to their credit, the Fed's dual mandate, they have done it better than any other time in history. This is the longest economic expansion ever recorded in history. It's the longest job expansion ever recorded in history. Job openings hit a world record, 7.6 million in this cycle. And prices have been very stable. So in my view, they've done an excellent job. But political economic theory is really picking up, not only here, but around the world. So the central banks are all kind of in the crossfires of everyone these days.
Hey, you're listening to my exclusive interview with economist Logan Motoshami. The name of today's show is Everything You Know Is Wrong, because we just heard a very convincing story by David Stockman saying this debt is unsustainable, it is bad for the country, it's creating a false economy, and it's going to kill the boomers as they start to retire. And then we're hearing Logan Motoshami say it's all going to work out okay. Particularly in this next clip, where I really ask him how sustainable can the Fed just keep creating money out of a whole cloth? Very interesting response. We have a special gift for new listeners today. The thing I want you to understand is all of these things are going to go on our website. It's going to be a hub of information. All the interviews that I do will be accessible. If we pull from a video online, something David Stockman did or whatever, all of these are going to be on the blog, and we're going to make that a hub of information on these stories. Each story we do on the radio will be in an expanded version on the blog, but we're not there yet. And so, in order to keep you informed, we will be emailing people that get on our list. People that we have the contact information will be doing emails and postcards to let people know when there's new content and when this is posted up. But since I don't want to let this week go by wasted for new listeners, I have a special package for you. If you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234 for new listeners, you will get my copy of a 45-page report that I personally wrote and published. It is illustrated so a high school sophomore could understand this. And it is called Inflation or Deflation? America's Monetary System in Crisis and How to Plan for It. I guess that would read as Inflation or Deflation? Anyway, it's How to Plan for It. And in this, look, I really break it down. I really tell you how to understand the difference between these forces. What drives them? What are the factors that who's the winners and losers in each one of them? And how do you create a portfolio that will actually buck up against either one of those forces? It's in this report. You can have it for free when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. You will also get my CD copy of my talk with David M. Walker, former Comptroller USA on the State of the Union's finances. This guy ran the Social Security and Medicare accounts for 5 years. He tells you they are trust funds, but you can't trust them and you're not funded. You'll get that when you call 844-789-7234. You also get my interview with Harry S. Dent, economist, on the great gold bust ahead and why gold will not be a refuge, and more to come. You'll get future announcements is the most important thing when we get these stories up on the site, when we do have them published in a more complete form as we cover them on the radio. You'll get the more complete form. You'll stay informed by being one of our community. 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. In this next reel, I ask Logan, you're so great. You love what the Fed's done. He's done such a great job. How sustainable is it to just keep running debt up into the sky? And is this ever going to break? Surprising answers.
What about the government? You know, that the bears are all about debt. And, you have been less concerned about it. I'm wondering, it's almost ridiculous to ask if we're ever going to pay it off, but can we ultimately keep and control interest rates at arbitrarily low areas? Can we just stack up government debt? And of course, government debt is there because the private sector can't support itself well enough. The government gets in, the Fed prints money to give the government. You've got projections here of something like debt is going to rise to 70 some odd trillion no matter what. How can this be sustainable? How can this not be a house of cards at some point?
Because we have our own currency. You know, we can't run out of dollars. The United States of America is the only economic superpower left out here. So it's not like we're going to have currency-induced inflation. It's not like, you know, Australia is going to dominate us, or Japan is going to dominate us, or China is going to dominate us, or Europe is going to dominate us, or the Philippines, or we're it. So we can issue as much debt as we need because there's always going to be a market for us. And a majority of the debt is owned by us. You know, our institutions own our debt. So we're just going to issue a lot of debt. You know, my work shows that we'll have 70, I mean, just as is. I'm not even talking about the new spending plan that people are talking about. We'll have $71 trillion of federal debt by the year 2060, and I think we're going to be fine. I think there's this natural fear that's created by, mostly by the gold bugs and the anti-central bank people, that at some point in history, the bond market is going to blow up on Japan, it's going to blow up on Germany, it's going to blow up on Europe, the UK, but I would let them have it first, because, for example, Japan's debt to GDP is 250%. We're never going to be able to cash Japan. And they're still borrowing below us. So this is kind of how I explain it to people. Let Japan and Germany and China and all these countries have their debt blow up first before we talk about the U.S., because the U.S. is a $140 trillion GDP financial asset country that has its own currency.
Wouldn't it be too late by then, though? Wouldn't it be too late to wait until the rest of the world's blowing up to figure out that it's coming to us?
I don't think so. Because if Japan hasn't had a debt blow up at 250%, why are we even caring about it when we're at 108? And we have the demographics and we have the wealth. So I know on conventional discussion it seems kind of strange, you know.
Counterintuitive.
But if anything, we don't spend enough. And I think that's the best way for me to explain it. We're kind of very stingy as a country, and our debt's going to go, our debt's going to rise a lot, and nothing terrible is going to happen. I think that's going to shock a lot of people to their grave, because a lot of this fear comes from the baby boom generation, and it hasn't happened. And, you know, I speak at conferences and I apologize to all the baby boomers. You guys were lied to. You know, you were told that you were broke as a country and it's not...
Well, our parents grew up in the Great Depression, so you know who taught us.
Yeah. So things have changed a lot, you know.
We're going to explore that more with you in the future. We're going to go into that and do some other work with you.
Yes, we are. You're listening to Straight Talk Wealth Radio. We hear every Saturday morning on News Talk 1590 KVTA. This is one of the more educational. I mean, we're not getting into solutions. We're not getting into planning. If you listen to us on other weeks, we will tell you what to do about your personal planning in these matters. We will tell you how to manage risk. We'll tell you what we do with our clients. We just can't do it all in one show. But I really like to sometimes go into economics and help share with you what a dilemma it is to take care of our clients, to take care of people in a world that is just so full of varying opinions. You heard at the front end of this that it is not sustainable, that we can't keep doing this, that there is definitely the writing on the wall is that there's going to be a very tragic ending to all of this money printing. And now you hear Logan Mogashami say, we'll be okay. And make it a good case for it, quite frankly. So we know how to take care of both. We are prepared for either one with our clients. They will prosper, and we get them into double digits. On many of our most conservative financial products, we hit double digits in the good times. When times fall back, we don't lose them money. That's all for a different show, but you need to stay connected and learn what we do and learn these stories. And what I'm doing, suggest today, this will probably be the last interruption that I'm going to somehow get in this last clip, and I probably won't get all the way through it with Logan, but you need to call 844-789-7234 and get the free information kit for new listeners only today. This is for new listeners. You'll get my interview with David M. Walker, the former Comptroller USA, former trustee of Social Security Medicare, on the State of the Union's finances. You will get my report called Inflation or Deflation? America's Monetary System in Crisis and How to Plan for It. You'll learn about the difference. You'll learn who the winners or losers are in inflation and deflation, and you'll actually see a formula to protect your portfolio from both circumstances, and you'll get my interview with economist Harry S. Dent on the great gold bust ahead. All when you call 844-789-7234, 844-789-7234. This is the last time you're going to hear this number, 844-789-7234, for new listeners for the education kit. I'm going to run this last clip out to the end of the show. It is longer than the end of the show, but I'll try to end it off at a good point. And we'll see you next week on Straight Talk Wealth Radio. Back to Logan Mogashami and some closing arguments.
The last question I want to ask you is, so are we, where are we going in the next 10, 20 years? Are we going on unlimited expansion? Are we going to have a major recession or small recessions? And what are your indicators that are ever going to tell you that things are going to things are going to fall off, maybe along the way to higher heights. But my question is, you know, is this perpetual? Can it be perpetual? And two, are we ever going to have a recession? How are we going to know it?
I have kind of a recessionary model where I have kind of like these six flags. They all have to be kind of raised at the same time for me to even usher the R word. So definitely recessions are a function of maybe overheating and overinvestment in the economy. But even the Great Recession itself, people kind of over-exaggerated it. I mean, we still had over 130 million people working. Having unemployment rates above 10% is actually very abnormal. If you go back post-World War II, it's only happened twice now. Because of the political, structural, ideological, economic world we live in, people make up stuff. And when they make up stuff, you know, all foul things kind of show themselves to the end. You know, time exposes bad ideological views. And we'll have a recession at some point, but, you know, I look at it more like after the tech bust. You know, people, I always tell people, do you remember that, you know, retail sales never went negative on a year-over-year basis after the tech bust? And people go, no, that's impossible. Of course, retail sales collapsed. No, it didn't out there. So home sales really didn't collapse after the tech bust. The overinvestment in Y2K or in the tech industry, that is where the collapse happened. And of course, in stock land, it was the NASDAQ that there was too much money concentrated there. But the real economy didn't really break down as much. You know, we lost about 2.4 million jobs, but majority of people were working. So I look at it as that. The one difference now, the Great Recession, even if there was no housing bubble, prime age labor force peaked in 2007 and declined. It's slowly moving back up. 2019 is really the first year that we're back to the kind of the prime age labor force growth that we had back then. So I can't imagine how we could have another Great Recession. You know, typically bubbles don't happen in the same sector and back to back. You know, you have a lot of people that say we're back in housing bubble 2.0. That's not a very valid theory to have right here.
Right.
Recessions come and go. I don't see us having another Great Recession. It would take a lot of events to have something like that happen again. The U.S., again, we went through our extreme rough patch. Consumer debt has been deleveraged extremely out here. And I think if people verse themselves in understanding consumer debt and federal debt, you wouldn't have so many of these great American bears. But I just think that the honest truth is we have a lot of institutional shackles created by institutions that are structured to kind of promote a doom and gloom theory, and it hasn't worked out, and it's been devastating. I mean, it has been the worst 10 years for the American bears ever, and now we're running into our better demographic patch out here, so...
And the voices are getting louder. It's a cacophony at this point.
Yeah. Content of Straight Talk Wealth Radio is for educational purposes only. Any discussion of financial products and their features is subject to change without notice. Consult your own tax, legal, or financial advisor as to your specific situation. Tax-free benefit specialists and insurance services. California license 0E48147.